I'm David Barron, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The Secretary General of the United Nations has begun a review of the way the UN's Climate Science Panel works. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, is a collaboration of thousands of scientists from around the globe. It won the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize for its work. But recently, some people have been questioning its credibility. The World's Katie Clark has more.
The IPCC's massive 2007 report has been hammered by critics in recent months. They've seized on a number of small errors to challenge the credibility of the entire agency. In announcing the review yesterday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made it clear he believes that the science behind climate change remains solid.
The threat posed by climate change is real. Nothing that has been alleged or revealed in the media recently alters the fundamental scientific consensus on climate change, nor does it diminish the unique importance of the IPCC work.
But the Secretary General acknowledged a few errors that had undermined public confidence in the IPCC. For instance, the agency failed to pick up a mistake in its estimate of how quickly the Himalayan glaciers are melting. So Ban Ki-moon is turning to an independent panel to evaluate the IPCC's operations in hopes of avoiding such mistakes in the future. IPCC Chairman R.K. Pachauri says he welcomes the review.
In recent months, we have seen some criticism. We are receptive and sensitive to that, and we are doing something about it.
The review will be led by the head of the Royal Netherlands Academy of Arts and Sciences, Robert Dijkgraaf.
What we have been asked to look at is the general way in which the IPCC works, so its processes and procedures, management structure, the way it deals with peer-reviewed and non-peer-reviewed literature, how it communicates. So it's actually a very broad task. And we also have been asked to see how the approaches towards errors, how they can be avoided. All in all, it will be a future-looking review.
That all sounds good to Roger Pelkey, Jr.
I guess I'm in the unique position of being one of the researchers who publishes in the peer-reviewed literature who has seen his work misrepresented by the IPCC.
Pelkey is a professor of environmental studies at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He says the IPCC's last report came to erroneous conclusions on the links between rising temperatures and the costs of natural disasters. Pelkey doesn't want to speculate why the IPCC didn't correct its mistake.
The reasons for the breakdowns in the process don't matter so much as that they're recognized and changes are made to the policies and procedures of the institution so they don't happen again. It's inevitable that there'll be mistakes in a report as massive and as ambitious as the IPCC, but if the institution's incapable of responding in an effective manner, then the institution has some credibility problems.
Pelkey says he's cautiously optimistic that the review will address those problems. Oceanographer Catherine Richardson is a climate advisor to the Danish government. She's also happy that a third party will be reviewing the IPCC's work. But she harbors no illusions that the review will satisfy people who believe climate change isn't real.
There's still people saying the same thing about evolution. So it would be naive to believe that this discussion is going to go away simply because we do look at the way the IPCC works.
The review panel will try to finish its work by August. That would give the IPCC time to implement any recommendations before it begins work on its next report. For The World, this is Katie Clark.